Brought up to page 21. Didn't seem like they did that many pages. Like, I know, there's other stuff before. So, you know. So up to page 21, Eis Dalit. Let me review a little bit. Let's go back and where we're up to. And we have, as Hashem, a nice long Zman ahead. No, next month, nice to see in the Shasta. Okay, that's a good question. Because that's not the piece that's in the outside. So on page 21, let me just go over the four basic nakudas that we're talking about. This is the Hakdama. We're going to, Bez Hashem, as I explained last time, we're going to be entering into the world of Chassidus, but in a way of Binyan, meaning not his spilus, not the way of his structures, not the way of beautiful vetlach and tires, but which is all wonderful, but to be able to, after all the years, to try to have a clear grasp of the basic yesidus of Avodas Hashem al Pidarech HaBaal Shem Tov, and together with the work that we're doing in Tanya, Be'ez Hashem, it's going to really help us understand all that we will be learning with Shem Talamia 20. In this small psicha, where Rav Kluger is explaining the need for such a sefer. And the reason that he feels compelled to explain the need for the sefer is not just because there are a lot of svarim, but because every chassid feels that we have, Baruch Hashem, a beautiful library of chassidus svarim. We have this medrash filled with all the svarim HaKadoshim. And who is a person, and why would a person come in Tavshin Ayin Aleph, when this was written last year, Tavshin Ayin, Tavshin Samach Tes, when it was written, to present us with a new Sefer Chassidus. We have Kedushas Levi, we have Avodas Yisrael, we have Maamar HaMelech, we have Tanya, we have Kol HaMaisiv Garei, to add something to the library that we have, to our Bismedrash of Svarim HaKadoshim, it would seem to be a chutzpah. So Rav Klug was explaining in this psicha why it's absolutely crucial to do this in our generation, what he is doing in the sefer. And he begins by explaining that in Yiddishkeit, I'm just reviewing, that in Yiddishkeit there's a guf and neshama. In Yiddishkeit there's a guf and neshama. And the same way physically it's impossible for the guf, it's impossible for the body to exist, to live without the neshama. And the neshama can't be in this world without the body, without the guf. So too, In Yiddishkeit, there are pu'ulais hamaisiyos. There are the required things that we do as Jews, the mitzvahs, masim tovim, and so on. That's the guf, that's the body of Yiddishkeit. And then the neshama of Yiddishkeit is the inner connection, the kesha hapnimi, that a Jew has with God. That's the neshama of Yiddishkeit. That's the soul of Yiddishkeit. And Rav Kluger was explaining that as children who are raised in firm homes and children who go to yeshiva, we're not really prepared to learn, to enter into the world of the neshama of Yiddishkeit. And the main chinuch of children, the main chinuch that we receive as children, is to train us to say the brachas and to do the mitzvahs and to live Jewish lives. And the idea is, the tachlis is, that since the child is still immature, what he's able to receive, and by nature, since he's more open to what the adults are telling him to do, so he's able to receive the guf, the body of Yiddishkeit, and to be trained to live a Jewish life. But we're hoping that over time, the tachlis is, that those same actions of putting on the talis katan and washing neglavasa and saying a bracha, that those same actions should slowly but surely become illuminated and enlivened with the soul of Yiddishkeit, with the neshama of Yiddishkeit, which is the connection to the Borei Olam, to the Creator. That's what's supposed to be happening. This avaida of raising the rotzen hapnimi, the inner will of the child as he matures into an adult, is very, very difficult. With children, unless it's an extraordinary child, it doesn't usually it can't begin at a very early age. And therefore, al pi roiv, mostly children do not receive this light. We try to take them to see a tzaddik, or to take to, if one's able to afford to go to see Yushalayim, or to go to see Tzvas. We try to plant certain seeds, to open their eyes and their hearts. But the truth is that at that time in life, the children are not, again, regular children are not able to be kailite. They're not able to absorb that light of the neshama of Yiddishkeit. And therefore, the responsibility usually falls on the individual Jew. That means me and you. To take upon ourselves at some point in life to accept the achrayus, the responsibility, to illuminate our guf with the light of the neshama. Our parents, for the most part, didn't do that. They might have tried, different parents in different ways, they might have tried. The yeshiva, a good rabbi, a caring teacher, might have tried to give over certain things. But we all know that for the most part, it was left up to us as individuals. And if we're going to seek it, if we're going to be doyresh Hashem, if we're going to want that, and we're going to try to connect to the neshama, then we can. And if one chooses to remain orthodox, but only orthodox with the religious guf of a Jew, meaning to put on tzitzis and tefillin and to keep Shabbos and yontif and so on, which is very chashuv, but not with the neshama of Yiddishkeit, but not with the soul of Yiddishkeit, then that's one's choice. And there are many, many who have made that choice to continue on with the guf of Yiddishkeit that they received as children, and they were trained to observe, to keep, and to care for as children, but never accepting the achrayas, never taking responsibility to reveal within the guf of Yiddishkeit the soul of Yiddishkeit. So now we come to the Svar Makedoshim. So the person who wants to be mifateach, who wants to develop the neshama of Yiddishkeit within the guf. For that person, for the seeking person, whether he comes from a Litvisha, from a Mardin, from a Chassidish, from a Svadish, nowadays it doesn't make a difference. It doesn't make a difference. There's a Yid here, there's a wonderful Jew that I met here last night, that I was talking with afterwards, that he's I think one of Rav Wolfson's chavra, and he's using the Svarma of the Piyasetzna, he's using the Svarma of the Eish Kaidish, to reach out. There's this group that's called Meleches HaKaidish. We're going to discuss more about it. We're supposed to speak in Mitzvah about it more. He's using the Piyasetzna Svarma to reach out to Machanchim, to teachers, to Rebbeim, and to teachers. The Chassidish world, as you know, is closed to any secular approach to education, but their arms are wide open to the Piyasetzna. They love the Piyasetzna. And this group, called Meleches HaKodesh, is using the Piyasetzna Svarm as a way to reach into the Chassidish world. The Rebbe was, as you know, was very, very ahead of his time. And he was talking to the generation. And the tzaddikim in Satmar and in Skver and in Bobov and so on, they're very, very, not only open, they're very excited about doing this. And there is a tremendous amount of interest and excitement to tap into the Svar Makedoshim and to apply the teachings of the Svar Makedoshim to our times. So that's what's going on now. So what Rav Kluger explains is that the typical seeker, the one who's looking to connect to the neshama, will from an early age when he comes to that realization that he wants to do that, he'll start to look into the svarim. Some of you have been doing that earlier, some more recently. I started doing that when I was very young, to look into different svarim and to ask questions and to try to understand. And And years and years can go by, seeing thousands of very, very inspiring Torahs, very beautiful Torahs that the Mamish are so beautiful they take your breath away in how rich and how deep and how beautiful they are. And at the same time, you're trying to learn in the yeshiva, trying to grow, and you know, knowledge of Shas and Halach and so on. And the years go by, and you turn around, and you're already on in the years. I'm not saying that you have to be ready in middle age. You could already, you went 3 years in yeshiva, it could be 20, 30, 40, whatever it is. And the years are going by. And to a large extent, after having seen thousands of vetlach, tens of thousands of beautiful vetlach, even vetlach that brought you to tears, but you look at your life, and to a large extent, you see that you're not very different from how you were as a child, when you were just being told, put on Tal's cup and don't ask any questions. Except you could say, like, some beautiful things about the Tal's cup, but as far as Avodas Hashem, and having a mahalach in serving a Kodesh Baruch Hu, if you have a terrific memory, so then you can call up, you know, from the archives, you could bring up some good vetlach for every occasion. So someone says to you, you know, that such and such thing is going on in their life, and you say, oh, I remember in the Seder Shalom, and you say in the Seder Shalom, and you could maybe have some insight to give some chizik, which is beautiful. But the Avodas Hashem and having a way of consistently serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's the Derech HaBaal Shem Tov, after all the years of and all the vetlach, it's very, very hard. It's very hard, and therefore one can continue on and on in his life, never really coming to that place of Ahavas Hashem with all of the Torahs and all the vetlach and all the shiurim, and he has, you know, he's got 10 iPods worth, and with all of that, Ahavas Hashem, he'd throw out all of the iPods for 1 minute of Ahavas Hashem, for a little bit of Yesh Shamayim. Haskel v'yadoa osi. It's a tachas of Yiddishkeit. Haskel v'yadoa osi. V'yadata hayoyim v'yadata hayoyim. It means there's something that we have to learn, there's something that we have to know in a clear and orderly, in a mesudadik way. We have to learn in order to be able to come to that nakuda, that life of via Dora Osi, of knowing God, and of serving Hashem. Das al ke'avich v'avneich. In order to serve Him. Know Hashem and serve Him. In a way that's clear, in a way that's misuvi. That's why Rav Kluger has written this Sefer, and the other Svarim that he's written, the much bigger Svarim than Ezi Yisrael, and this is the Tamsus of most of the main topics in Ezi Yisrael, in order to speak to this generation with clear topics in a clear way, to bring together from the Svarim HaKadoshim and to give us a mahalach of how we can be Avdei Hashem in Tov Shin Ayin Aleph, which is, I guess, Tiyesh Nas Avodas Elokim, right? It should be a year of Avodas Elokim. That's the tachlis of the Sefer, and that's the reason why Rav Kluger and some other tzaddikim have taken upon themselves to give us svarim such as these. The Bilvavi is a different. Well, the Nakuda Hapnimis is the same. That's a different mahalach. This is really more the Torah Chinuch, to educate us and to teach us what it means. So we're on the bottom of page 21. I'll just people are regulars, but anybody who doesn't expect to be able to come regularly, it wouldn't be kedai. It's not really right to buy the sefer because, you know, they're very hard to get. So if someone's not regular, doesn't plan to be able to come, it's kedai just to learn it with look inside with somebody and not to buy it because we might need them. I don't know, they're not easy to get. Okay, on the bottom of page 21, Hador Hazeh Mizbar B'Yosef. He says if you want to honestly face the truth of our matzav, of the matzav that we're in, if you want to be able to test to see whether it's true, that this deficiency in any clarity that we have in our Avodas Hashem is something which is really a serious problem, there's a very easy way to test this. It's very simple. Somebody comes to you who's not from, somebody's not religious, he comes to you. Could be a relative, could be a friend, could be somebody at work. Who was never at all trained, was never taught anything about Yiddishkeit, about pure faith of Yiddishkeit, he doesn't know. And he would like to have some clear understanding of some of the basic principles. You say this pshutim, clear and basic principles. Kedei lekarev libay la Hashem esbarach, because he is interested in Hashem, and he wants to be a better Jew, and he's talking to you, he's asking you, so that he should be able to have some of the basics that should be clear to him, in order that he should be able to draw closer to Hashem ulahetiv ma'isiv, and to upgrade his Jewish life. So that's an exciting thing. That's what davening for all the time, that there should be yidden who have this interest. So here you are. Kairei v'humagia el hanatua ba'ohala shaltar. Now here you're a person that you've been sitting in yeshiva your entire life. You've already made a few siyums, and you're respected in the yeshiva, you're a knowledgeable person, or in the version of a young lady or a woman, somebody that's went to school or at the seminary and is very well read in Yiddishkeit and has gone to many shiurim and so on, and has even given some shiurim. V'megia lam tu ba'ohal shel Torah u'me'oz on the aldaito, a person who's in yeshiva his entire life. So this person who's not from comes to you. Hamitztaya b'enav k'talmid chacham gadol. Now, obviously, that person looks up to you as a big talmid chacham. Here's a non-religious Jew, knows you as somebody who is orthodox, not only orthodox, but as somebody who is learned, who spent his life studying Torah, and this person comes to you. He comes to speak to you, to ask you very basic questions, expecting to get some clear answers from you, and you find what turns out is that the mouth of this Talmud Chacham, could be very learned, is closed and is silent, the Yesodos HaDaas, when it comes to the principles of Yiddishkeit. You could ask somebody, what are the 13 basic, fundamental Yesodos Ikarim of Amuna? And could you explain to me each of the Ikarim? Could you explain to me, what does it mean, Yichud Hashem? So you can say, well, Yichud Hashem means there's one God. So the person said, what do you mean by that? So what's that about? And so on. And here you are looked up to by this person as being a scholar and someone that he turns to get a basic introduction to Yiddishkeit. Any day lahashiv kimat me'uma. And you have hardly anything to say. There's really not much you could say. You might fumble and say, I'll get back to you, or maybe you want to learn Derech Hashem together or something, but it would be as much for you to learn and to try to understand as the person that you're learning with. Megamgem, e'elam u'sagim rishanim, you stammer and study your way through a couple of basic concepts and ideas. Again, that you pull together from your memory of this shiur or that shiur, or if you happen to have notes in your pocket or whatever it might be. Now, this non-religious person is asking you questions in a very tmimistic way, in a very pure and beautiful way. He's asking you questions. He's not hearing anything that really clicks. He's not getting from you. Not because he's looking to slug you up. He's not looking to make trouble. He wants to know. He's not getting any clear response. Chadashu, he's new to Yiddishkeit. You know, somebody that is married, he could go off and say, yeah, yes, hakadiginyin, it's a beginning. you know, you might be able to put off, you know, one of the guys who's saying stuff like that, and to give the impression that there's a very, you know, the whole lineage, just that you're not a person that would understand it, you know, if I would explain it to you, something like that. So, but this guy's just a fresh neshama that's coming from the outside, you know, he's some yidid that wandered into your life, and says, hi, you know, what's this about? So you can't use the usual yeshivish stuff. You know, it's not going to work. He's new, and he's from outside, and lohur gal b'mitzvus anoshim l'mada, he's not used to just doing mitzvahs by rote, so he'll ask you, like, why should I put on tefillin every day? Why do I need to daven? Doesn't God know, like, what I need? And what's the point? And, you know, things like this. And you're fumbling, you know, but you know, we're so used to answers that are not answers, so used to that, that doesn't even bother us. We just take it for granted. We got a lot of those growing up, raising our hands. Either just put your hand down, or if somebody said, oh, yeah, what is it? Then getting some sort of an answer that's not an answer, or just, that's not what we're talking about now. You know, God, so that's not what we're talking about. We're just used to that. But this guy, you can't do that with this guy. He's just a new guy. He's not going to buy any of that standard stuff that we grew up with. You can't get away with that with him. And again, I'm not talking about a troublemaker. He's a good guy. Ish eno, the next page, 22. Ish eno mechayvei, litzay b'derech hayahadus atshufa. No one's forcing this guy to move forward in his Yiddishkeit. There's no pressure on him. Totally self-motivated. And there's nothing that's telling, not like when you were in, if you grew up in a frum home and your parents tell you you have to be frum, and your teacher, your rabbi tells you you have to be frum. Nobody's telling you anything. Zulas his oirus nishmosai. The only thing that's talking to him is his own neshama. His own neshama is telling him to find out more about Yiddishkeit. He has an interest in that. He's thinking about becoming more of a serious Jew. Zulas his oirus nishmosai al shorasha vitsuiz bach shamai. His neshama is trying to find its way back to its root, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Alkein, ein mekabel devarim she'ein behem tam v'yisayit eitan. Therefore, he's not listening. He's not hearing stuff that doesn't really make sense and doesn't have a tam. And where it's not a clear, yisayit eitan, a strong, clear basis to what you're telling him. Doesn't really go for it. Mevakesh lohavin mahi he'amunah. He wants to understand, what is Amunah? What is it? Why do you believe? Why is your belief any different than a Muslim's belief? Or a Christian's belief? Well, they also think they're right. So the Muslims believe that they have a big mitzvah to drive the Jews out of Eretz Yisrael. So that's what they believe in. So that's what they're trying to do. And we believe that we're supposed to destroy all of Amalek. That's what we believe. So, if that doesn't make us evil, then why does it make the Palestinians evil for want the Arabs evil if they want to drive the Jews out of Palestine? Why does that make them bad? If they believe that they're supposed to blow themselves up, then that's what they believe in. They claim to have the prophecy of Allah, of Muhammad, from Allah, from God, and they're just trying to do they're trying to be mitzvah boys. That's all. And they believe that if they blow themselves up and they do that for the, you know, they become martyrs for the sake of Allah, they believe that they get a lot of mitzvah points. So how are we different? The kid comes home from school and he does something, he makes a bracha, so you put on the refrigerator a little thing, you give him a point. So it is. And then at some point he hears a thing about Mechias Amalek and about dying Al Kiddush Hashem and so on. So the kid could start to wonder, like, so I also have an Indian of martyrdom. So, okay, to kill other people, to give up my life. And so what is it about this faith? What is it? Who's to say that this is right and they're wrong? If you don't think that kids are wondering about this, you're making a big mistake. Even adults are wondering about it. Right? So this person's asking, what is the meaning of a human being close to God? And this non-religious fellow is wondering, what is it that motivates this Orthodox person who I'm sitting with, Lashkia Kol Chayev Laman Ratzon Hashem, to invest his entire life into serving Hashem. What is it about? What is it about Yiddishkeit that's getting this guy up in the morning, early in the morning, and drives him to learn and to keep mitzvahs the entire day and his whole life? What is it? He wants to know. What is it? Why are you doing that? What is it? What is it that is making you live that way? The halah and the frum guy, Kleimer, Hayoker v'chvod v'asmo, this special guy, you know, the one that's been learning and so on, Einam Maitse Yadav Ragov L'Hazbiyas Nafshe. He can't really find himself as far as coming up with a clear presentation. He really can't do that. To a large extent, this is what's going on. He can't really do that. He said, give me some time, he'll try to listen to some tapes, he'll tell the guy, go, there's a very good seminar in this place, you go here this year, or go to that Shabbaton, and whatever, and to get him some books. But here you are, again, 25, 30, 40, 50 years old, whatever it is, you're keeping this your whole life. The guy's asking you, Zugma, tell me, what's the neshama of Yiddishkeit? What's the soul of Yiddishkeit? You know, and from your tarots. Answer clearly. Aren't you doing this your whole life? Isn't this what your whole life is about? Don't you give up everything in the world to live this life? So answer. There's a very good lecture, you know, that's going to be tonight in Yerushalayim. I live in New York. I'll get you a tape. But why can't you answer? Why can't we answer? It's a big question. Rak Oz. So this is the way to experiment. This is an experiment. And the result is a bit disheartening for the most part. Because Rak Oz Melechach Ladash Shebetzem Lein Nispatz Chahemun Ebeliba. He realizes, the frum guy realizes, that his faith is pretty much the way that it was when he was a kid, except he's become more skeptical and more cynical as he's grown up, but hasn't really developed much. Not really different from the way that when he became bar mitzvah. A pasuk Shema Yisrael, that pasuk that is Yichud Hashem, Shema Yisrael, which the whole essence of Yiddishkeit is not pasuk, and we say Pamayim Machal Yoyim, Noisar Omum Etzloi Me'oz V'Adayom. It's blurry, it's unclear, it's dim. What does it mean, Shema Yisrael? You close your eyes, you cover your eyes, Shema Yisrael. What does it mean? What are you saying? Emes, what are you saying? Don't tell me a vart. Don't tell me a gematria or shetavis. What is it? Zocha lilmoid ulalamid. Right? You were zocha to learn Torah and even to be a teacher of Torah. Lishma balasis. And you observe mitzvahs. Lefalfel, you're able to talk and learning. Lilichas bekiyas atzum. You might even know a tremendous amount of material. Lavad avayda tamal Hashem is broch. And you're nice. You're a good avid Hashem. Ashi kabal eschar gadol b'ganei. There's no question. You're going to get rewarded for all the good stuff at 120. But you've never once in your life truly observed the essence of Yiddishkeit, which is know the God of your father. No. Knowing, of course, means the Vekas Pasha. Kosova Rava Kodesh Vemandel Vatatska, the PRs and Chayesar. Shkasha Zoycha Adam Heorba Vedis Hashem. So Mandel Vatatska says that if a person is Zoycha, then he has, for the moment, some he'orah in Avodas Hashem. After something becomes clear in Avodas Hashem, there's an opening. But then it closes up again. He falls from that. Azai he'orah shahayso lo kedem anafila, ein bo kedei l'sayeh lo y'ater. Mendel Vitebsky says the fact that you had that he'orah earlier, at some earlier time, that doesn't help you for now. you might want to say some beautiful chassidus in that too. No, I once had it, so there's a reshima from it. And so Mendel Vitebsky says, no, it was ha'ara. That was then, for whatever reason that happened. You had some schus that day, or your Zaydis and Bobbies and Shemayim were doing something up there, whatever it is. So you had a ha'ara. But Mendel Vitebsky says that today, that doesn't mean that's going to help you. The fact that you had a ha'ara in the past, and that there was some kind of a clarity, and then you lost that. The matzava hanichachi zokuk leha'ara chadasha. At this point in your life, you need a new ha'ara. Shetaytziyai ata v'taleyim ichadash, to take you out of the darkness and to lift you up now. Kifi shalohai ma'olam. You can't just continue from where you left off, because where you left off, remember, the Levitovsky says it's finished where you left off. So you need to create a new opening. That's what he says. If you look in Chayesar, it's a very deep Torah there. Haynu shehaadam en yochel estatik bereshah aprakim shehunchelu loy bereshis adach. In simple words, what Ramban Levitovsky is saying is that a person can never ever base his future Yiddishkeit upon the nice little things that he heard when he was growing up. You just can't. Using these little bits and pieces of the truth of Yiddishkeit that you chapped on, that you heard while you were growing up, and you looked in this sefer, or you looked in that sefer, or you heard the shiur, whatever. Or benitzutzei or shekibu mehoch mehosom, from little sparks of light that you received from here or from there. Yesh loy lava inim atzmai. One has no choice. If you're serious, you have to work hard. Lish'ayv chadoshayis, to draw new ha'aris. New clarity. K'dei lohashiv nafshay elatayv, in order to bring your soul over to tayv, to good. I say, chesed gadol osa abariz barachim amai. And, in order to help us, Hashem, of course, loves us, and He's done for us a great kindness. Levilti yeshaw irvim mekivuye or pnimius. Hashem did not leave us at the end of time, as we're getting further and further away. Hashem did not leave us in this state of blindness. He didn't leave us in this state of darkness. So what did Hashem do? Before Mashiach comes, before the coming of Mashiach, Hashem illuminated the world with the light of redemption, before the actual redemption. Ur Shivas Hayomim Maran HaBaal Shem Tov HaKadosh, with the light of the 7 days of creation, the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, the Talmidav Midol Adar, and the Talmidim of the Baal Shem from one generation to the next, till our day. Asher Poschu B'Sifrehim, who in their Svarim opened up for us, Ma'ayonis Adirim, powerful wellsprings. L'chol Dorish Mavakesh, for anybody who is seeking the truth and wants that Ha'ara. And you don't have to be a Kabbalist, you don't have to be a genius. Anybody who wants. Hadvar Maksuf Masher Hayniku, and all that they've written that they've left to us, V'shamshem Kli El Ha'or HaKadosh Agonis Bahem. All of the writings are for us a kli elaor, a vessel that contains this holy and hidden light. Or bali ashmus chusam agalena, when you're looking into this sefer, you're connecting to that tzaddik, and that tzaddik is speaking to you. Kaychas tzaddikim, the nishmais Yisrael hamushpoy meruch lerucha, and when you're looking into the sefer, you're looking to the Marinai from the Chernobyl Magid, so the ruach of the, and you're serious and you want to connect to Hashem, so the ruach of the Marinai connects to the ruach of the person who opens the sefer and is sincerely trying to understand it. Sifrei Kodesh Eilo, these holy svarim, Mileim Ziv Emuna Pshuta Tahir, are filled with the light of simple faith and pure faith. Zaka Ubar, pure and clear. Nikiya l'chalutin mikol hakira, completely clean of any chakira, meaning of any philosophizing, of any speculative analysis. V'yeshbam idur v'chizuk atzum, and therefore there's tremendous encouragement and chizuk to be found in all of these Sfarim. Sham, yasome achsidus v'asrasera, there, in the storehouses, in the treasury house of chasidus and the Sfarim, which are the like the treasuries of chasidus. Mozain hanefesh b'shefer rav. There's lots of food for the soul, lots and lots of food for the neshama. Zam olkem amarchiv esahechel apnimi sheben Yehudi l'kainai, and you can look in that place, meaning in the Sfarim HaKadoshim, to expand, to open up the chamber, the inner chamber of that place. Of the that place of where there could be a relationship between a yid and Hashem, heilam chilei das ulaalfei chachma, to open up for him das, understanding, to teach him wisdom, heilah haskil v'leftoyah hasalev, and to help to open the person's heart, v'nefesh l'Hashem zbach Hashem. V'chein kan tomen v'gondas amafteh, and the truth is, this is in the Chassidus form. The key is to be found. That's where the mafteach is. Lekol, page 23. Lekol amavakish leftorach es libo. For any person who sincerely wants to open his heart, the key is to be found in the Sfarim HaKadoshim. For pashtus, anybody who wants, lo seis zman miyuchad lelimud chasidus, to spend time and to give over a portion of his day to learning chasidus. Misham lahakir es misham avahaya olam, and from that, to begin to understand and to recognize the one who said that the world should be, meaning Hashem. And to understand how I can live a relationship with Hashem that's alive, mamish alive, that's real. Not just concepts and ideas, but alive and real. Karv l'lev, close to the heart. Achas l'yom l'maim. L'harfis me'olam. Once a day, or once every 2 days, if a person lets go of the world, he lets go of this world, and he enters into a higher world, which has no connection to what level you're on in your Yiddishkeit at that moment, wherever you're holding, whether you're an advanced tzaddik type, or you're just, or you're a beginner, or you're a person that you're, God forbid, up to all kinds of things that you shouldn't be doing, makes no difference. A person can let go of the world and is able to, at that moment, to enter into the world of chassidus. Omnam she'ifasev tzanaisev noitus l'hishtarpus. This person knows that within himself he has a longing to improve. That's why he looks at this form. He wants to be better. But right now, he's not Isaac in this, he's not occupying himself with changing in this way. Still, he's determined to, and he loves going every now and then into this beautiful palace of Chassidus, to go for a journey into the palace of Chassidus. He's not trying to bring Chassidus down to his way of thinking. But rather he tries to lift his narrow world up to the beautiful and big light of Chassidus. He tries to raise himself, above all of the limitations that he's living with at that time in his life. Vinyanov umeniach lamaychay lidrach, and he allows his mind lidrach ulefsaya behechel shatuf ayra. He allows his mind to enter into a chamber, a palace that is drenched in light, that is soaking with light. Rabbi Meshechdim of Action Das, and there are many people who try to do this. There are many people who are Meshechdim who are wanderers and seekers. Umavakshan das, and they want this. And still, ein naigalahem. They don't have that light. They're just not getting it. Again, there's an inspiration. They feel that they're, for that, for the time that they're in the sefer, that they're in that palace of the king. But there's nothing that's sustained, and there's no mahalach. Toyim mul chidas achayim hasageres aleihem. They still are baffled, and they stand with bewilderment, facing the mystery of life. The riddle, the mystery of life, which seems to be closed before them. The nafsham sho'elas or, and the soul is begging for light. The nafsham sho'elas or, like the tzaddikim say, on the way to Kedushas Levi, the tzaddikim read the beginning of the Torah. Vayom lekim hi or vayhi or. When you read it in the Chumash, it's just a statement. Hashem said, "Let there be light," and there was light. But the Baditch, another tzaddikim, said, "Vayomer," and the Yid has to scream out, "Elokim, Rabbani Shalom, Yihi Or, I'm begging you for some light." And if you really beg Hashem for that, then the answer is, "Vayhi Or," that Hashem will give you light, if you ask for it. That's how the tzaddikim read the first pasuk. Vayomer, Elokim, Rabbani Shalom, Yihi Or, I'm asking you for some light in my life. And the answer to that is, "Vayhi Or," the Nafsham Sha'elas Or. And by this point in this individual's life, it often has already happened that he's become weak, and he's become down. He's lost the wind in his sails. And when he started off, he was determined to get to this light. But over the years, and he thought he would get it by looking here and looking there, and he's not. So what's happened to him is that he's losing a lot of that determination, a lot of that hislavas, and it's hard for him. This life, it's hard for him to get himself again going. After the dying down of the flame, after the flame goes out. It's hard for him to get it going again. It's hard to get the fire going again. Oyskim tomed b'chol pu'ulos yehadus, and the drush is al pitayra, and this person keeps everything in Yiddishkeit. He's doing whatever he's supposed to do. V'oydam chaseim neshama. But again, it's the guf without the neshama. Yihi or. There's no light. Tirdas achayim, achayzus alatzman, together with all of the distractions of life, all the things of this world that are becoming more and more overwhelming. You're supposed to have all of these things are supposed to make life much, much less complicated, much, much easier. I heard it on I was driving yesterday, and I turned on the news, and I heard there used to be a show when we were kids that we used to watch. Some of the people here are pissed. 40, 45, or even 50 will know that there was a very wonderful show when you were kids called Andy Griffith. Gedenkst? It was a great show. Mayberry, Andy Griffith. It was a show that was very sweet and very innocent and very nice. And we watched it as kids. It was very popular. And I happened to listen to the news yesterday, and they were saying that they were talking to somebody that was a girl in the show, I think, Selma Lou. In the show, and now she's already an altar mother, and she was living her whole life in Hollywood. She was living in Hollywood, Beverly Hills over there, and she left now, and she's been living the last couple of years in that town, which was the model for the show for Mayberry, for that show. It doesn't mean anything that people never saw that show, but it means it was an unbelievably simple and beautiful town where every single person was friends with the other person or relatives of the other person. And there's such a pashtus to the way that they lived and everything. It's like in the jail, they used to give the criminal to lock up for the night. You remember that? You know, The sheriff used to say, you know, lock up and then throw the key, you know, put the key over there. Throw the key on, the desk, on my desk. That's, you know, to the criminal. So we expected that with all the technology that life was going to get much easier, and that's been a very, very big disappointment. It hasn't gotten easier. As Yidden, we don't have the luxury to go to these places. A guy can live anywhere he wants. He doesn't need to have a mikveh, doesn't need to have a yeshiva, doesn't need to have a minyan, doesn't need to have a shram store, whatever. He doesn't need to have a bakery, a kosher, this kosher. He can go. He decides he wants to go move to Mayberry, there's no such place, but whatever. There's some little village someplace. So he's had it. He wants to go to Walden Pond. He goes to Walden Pond, Gammig, I'm done. I'm finished. I've had it with this stuff. He cuts all the wires and starts off again. He could sell the house that he has in the five towns. He could buy Walden Pond, the whole lake, and a beautiful mansion over there. He could buy, but just by selling his basement in the five towns, and he goes over there. And there are people who do this. A guy could do that. And he goes and gambling. He's finished. And he doesn't have to. He hasn't the money that he has from selling whatever. He could sit and he goes to some little local store and he has some books and he has and he lives his life like that. Pashtus. A person could do that. We don't even have the luxury of doing that. Wherever we go, we have our whole. We have to go, especially if you're young and you have little kids. Even if you're older, you have to move with our children, with our parents. That's how we live. By choice, because we want to live. But we're no longer in the villages. We're no longer in the shtetlof. We're in the big city. And because of that, the tirdus of the zman, which is the inyan of the mabul, the tirdus of the zman, the distractions and the complications of life, repeat and leichish themselves and leichish says ba'oznam shuv v'shuv ki yesh muhusam hashmos. With all that you see in the world, there's still something whispering into your ear that's telling you there's deeper meaning to life. Vein oilam sav al tzivei d'olei peshe. The world is not just making circles for no reason. It's not just going like this revolving stop. It's a tachlis. Ashreyim v'ashrei chelkam. Fortunate are these Jews who are the Mavakshim. Meaning of Kluge saying, happy and fortunate are these Jews who are looking for the light, who want that, who are unsatisfied living a Yiddishkeit just of the guf without the neshama. Ashreim v'ashrei chelka. On the other hand, zeh she'ovad es hatzimayin hazeh. Aye, what about the Yid who has lost this thirst, who has lost his interest, might not have ever felt it, or might have had it once, and gave it up because of frustration, or he got lost in taivas, whatever it is. Zeh she'ovad es hatzimayin hazeh, asher terem chash bo, he lost the thirst, or he's never felt it. Mashma ki shoyev chiyusam emekaras achem, it must be that he draws his life from something else. In other words, what gives you the reason to continue living? Must be something else. Because Yiddishkeit is not his neshama. So what is his neshama? So it could be work, it could be family, it could be the Yankees, could be the Mets, could be the stock market, could be his girlfriend, could be her boyfriend. Whatever it is. But there's something else that's his chiyus. Because davening is not your chiyus. If it would be your chiyus, you wouldn't come a half hour late, leave a half hour early, and talk to your friend in between. It's not your chiyus. That's not your neshama. But you can't live without a neshama. So everybody is looking for some soul. Everybody's looking for the neshama, for the chiyus. So if you didn't find it, in the Rabbanu Shalom, you didn't find it in Yiddishkeit, even though you're an Orthodox Jew, you didn't get that in Yiddish, so you look for it someplace else. We've spoken about that thousands of times, and everybody knows that. That's the truth. So you try to find it. So the person is looking for chiyus in some other way. Where are they going to get the chiz? They have to have a chiz. You can't live just a goof of that in the shaman. So this one's looking for enrollments, this one's looking for their work, this one's looking for in getting another degree or whatever else it might be. I mean, each person has their own. But he's trying to have a chiz. He's trying to find the neshama somewhere else. Because he can't find it in Yiddishkeit, or he never looked for it in Yiddishkeit. Sometimes a person doesn't look for Yiddishkeit, and they go, God forbid, to look for it in another religion. So he goes to some ashram, Chalila, goes to some place, a Yid. These places are filled with Yidin. Hashem Yerachim. Ulay Motsalay Be'er Ruchani Katan Vetzar Kedei Midasai, Lesmar Lehem and Asipur Kechedva. Could be that the Yiddishkeit, what you think Yiddishkeit is, doesn't provide you with the kind of satisfaction that you need in order to have a chiyus, because that was the Yiddishkeit that was given to you, whatever it was that you got in school or from your parents, you think that's the whole Yiddishkeit, so that wasn't particularly satisfying to you, so you look someplace else for your chiyus. You're not getting that from the Yiddishkeit of the home, or Yiddishkeit from the yeshiva, so I guess Yiddishkeit's not going to be my source of life. So what is my source of life? Something else. And we're talking here about someone who still could be Orthodox, officially Shema Mitzvahs. But that's not what's giving you, you know, that's not the high point of your year going into the Sukkah. That's not the high point of your year. And it's not like you're shattered and brokenhearted that it's raining out, you know. I don't mean after Sukkah. I mean that it's raining out like on Sukkah. You can manage. You're not looking out the window to hope that maybe the sun came out. Somebody was asking me, talking, he asked me, you know, you're still hoping that maybe it will still be dripping into the Sukkah, that somehow it fits into the Mishnah Berurah that will free me from having to go in the Sukkah. So that's not your chiyus. The Sukkah is not doing it for you. So what is? Something must be giving you a reason to go on. Because otherwise there's no chiyus. You have a life without chiyus. I mean, there are people who never, that most people don't want, especially you can't live like that. So that's just find your chiyus somewhere else. V'day lo b'kach, ashen noash, could be the person who's totally given up. He once wanted it in Yiddishkeit, but he's given up. V'sam ma'avayev el shlulia sogashmius, and instead he's turned all of his desire to the pathways or the shlulias, means like the little brooks, the little rivers, whatever, ponds of gashmius, of physical life, beiros nishbarim, that are called in the Navi broken wells, meaning that they can't really provide you with a chiyus of life. They might give you a thrill, they might give you some excitement, but any kind of deeper meaning of Yiddishkeit is not going to find, obviously, in the Shama there. But you're trying to find chiyus in these things, in these broken be'erois, these broken wells. Bram, zesha nafshe, enemus malus managashmi, but that yid whose soul cannot be filled with physical things. The gam hapulas evachanias, ait toivus benafshe, be'emar lokoyam, tasheni v'chaya, and he still feels that neshama, something mysterious inside of him that's telling him, seek me out, meaning Hashem. He still feels Hashem from within him calling out, seek me out, v'chaya, and then you will live. Ze bal hatzimon ha-mechapes ma'yonas ma'imchaim. This is the one who is thirsty and is seeking the wellsprings of living water, not the broken wells, but the wellsprings of living water. Let's just finish this paragraph. Yeida efeish ha'ehu nitzav al ha'mayim. He should know that he's standing by the well. Ulefanav ha'pisren she'elov kama u'mishtoikeik. And right before him is the solution, and is the answer to all that he's been longing for. And what is that? Ha'bal Shem Tov HaKadosh v'talmidav misad Hashem ha'shilohem. The Holy Baal Shem Tov and his students, to whom it was revealed the secret of Hashem. They already knew, already hundreds of years ago, 200 years ago, they already knew that at the end of time, they're going to come souls into the world, they're going to be desperately seeking God. Not a hunger for bread, nor a thirst for water. They're going to be longing to find a tikkun, to get closer to the root. Because they have within them God Himself. These are souls with great inner quality in death, the souls of the end of time. Hatzmeyus and Nakudas Emes Vechiyas, that are thirsting for the Nakuda of truth and of life. Amdu Eifai, Vahiridu Lahem Es Or HaPnimis, the Baal Shem Tov and his students, therefore, were sent into this world, and they brought the inner light of Ki Toiv, of Hashem's goodness, Shahayagonas Venista, the deepest, deepest teachings of the Zohar and Kabbalah of Torah, that was hidden until this time, and they uncovered it. And they brought it to that, and they brought it down into the world, these teachings down into the world, the secret of Hashem. L'gazlohem is Or Hashem's book, to reveal the light of Hashem. U'bezeh poschu sha'al Hashem, and they opened the gate leading to Hashem. Nishmais Yisrael yavo'uvai, to give a place for the soul of the Jewish people to enter. So, does Hashem continue, not next Monday, but the following Monday. Hashem HaKesh 24.